Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to the Tolos that have made it by today's broadcast position here. The Brass Tap in Rockwall, right off of on the other side of 30. I can see Sunnyvale from here, you know, so it was about a 15-minute drive for me. It's great to be out here on the farther east side here in the G-Bag Nation. And thanks to Stella Artois for making it happen once again. They've had us out and about. And it's always a good time. So we still have an hour to come fellowship with us, get something to drink, something to eat. Say hi, Brian.
Friday. I thought I hit the right button. Friday, we're at the Omni.
Yeah, in Frisco.
In Frisco.
At the Star.
Finishing up our tour before we head to the Super Bowl and stuff. So
can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay, it's time for a conference championship edition of TD Tuesday. Probably going to hear all seven of the Eagles' rushing touchdowns more in one day than the Cowboys had season long. Holy cow. Here they are. Woolchuck and Chia follow.
All right, let's do it. It is Conference Championship Sunday's edition of TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
Conference title TDs live from Brass Tap and Rockwall. It doesn't get any better than this, and we are going to bounce around a little bit. We're not going to do the chronological TDs. We are going to bounce around TD to TD throughout a football Sunday that was really one for the ages. We're going to start at Arrowhead
College
with Mr. James Cook, 6 yards to pay dirt.
Hand off to Cook, going to bounce it to the outside, gets the edge, and the Cook is in the kitchen for a 6-yard touchdown run. The Bills go tempo and have this Chiefs defense with their hands on their hips, and they have the lead as well.
Hands on the hips. Hands on the
Bills
hips.
Radio with the call. Fantastic.
They're
James
cooking.
Cook. He had himself a ball game. I'll tell you what, out of the backfield, Joe Brady knows how to dial it up, passing it to his running backs.
Yeah.
And they decided to not allow James Cook to touch the football in that final drive of the Bills game.
Probably should have done it more. Probably should have thrown the ball to him a little bit more. All right, let's stick with the Bills. And this was Josh Allen finding Curtis Samuel.
It's an orbit motion. Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Allen looking, fires, and it's complete to Curtis Samuel for the touchdown. 4th and goal is good for Buffalo. And with 6:15 left, Curtis Samuel showed up late to the party, but someone will tell you he was right on time.
That's a pretty good call. Pretty good call there for the Bills Radio Network.
Man, here. That guy's right on the edge of pandemonium, isn't he?
He was really hoping to get the Super Bowl call.
He was just moments away from having his heart ripped out of his body.
If only he knew.
It could be true.
Into the turf.
You are dreaming.
All right, now we have, how about Mac Hollins, dude? Big Mac Hollins,
yes.
Who shows up barefoot to games. He's borderline shirtless all the time. He's ripped up and shredded. He doesn't have a television in his house, but he found a way to make a play for a touchdown.
Back to pass, looking left, pressure coming, fires a deep shot over the shoulder, and did he pull it in for a touchdown? Holy cow, Mac Hollins did! It's a 34-yard touchdown strike!
And that was fantastic. That was one of those moments where you're like, okay, we still have a ball game here, because it was 21-10. If you go into half down double digits to Mahomes at Arrowhead,
forget about it. You
already don't have a chance, but you really don't have a chance. Now my entertainment for the next hour and a half goes out the window. But when Mac Hollins caught that ball, it was like, okay, let's settle in, boys. We got two more quarters of, Mahomes' inevitability.
You know, I watched Mac Hollins teach me how to clean a microwave the other day. Have you ever seen his social media account?
No.
He does a lot of,
I didn't think he believed in technology.
He does a lot of helpful things, like how to use, how to clean your rugs.
His bare hands.
It's crazy. He posts all these videos about how to clean up things and how to make things look better.
When a microwave gets past a certain point, I think it's just time to throw it out, get a new one, isn't it?
Oh,
he's got
special formulas he's put together and stuff to make it, he's actually pretty, it's like a pretty helpful stuff.
Yeah, I need the spaghetti sauce formula myself.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Got a cake cover that situation.
I didn't know Matt Collins was an OnlyFans, so it's amazing.
It pops, you know?
Yeah, boom.
Oh, you got to cover it up. All right, let's go to the Kansas City Radio Network, where Chiefs Kingdom once again will be going into the Super Bowl, and the party started really with Kareem Hunt.
They give it off, left side, Kareem Hunt at the 10, angling to the 5, into the end zone, left side, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, what a start for the Chiefs as well. Chiefs Radio Network with the call. I mean, Josh Allen comes out of the gates, and he's having like two or three balls dropped as interceptions that could have been.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is starting the game with just a dialed, well-oiled machine. Hey, shout out to Juju Smith-Schuster, by the way. How many people were reminded that he was on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday? It was like, what are we doing here, man?
He's dad bod now.
Big-time plays.
And was it Brian Cook? Is that the safety that kept
Brian Cook, yes, number six. Okay. He was aggravating to start that game. God, if you're a Chiefs fan, what are
he's
you doing,
bro? He's the guy that
bro?
Likes the Sprite during the games. So we played that audio earlier in the year.
Oh, that's the guy?
He's the Sprite guy.
Well, he might need to switch things up a bit because he started the game just
flat,
stone.
Get some caffeine in there. Let's really go to Mountain Dew.
He did. He started out flat.
Get some pep in your step.
All right, now we head to back to Kansas City where Pat Mahomes, 3 yards away from pay dirt.
The Chiefs a short roll to the right side. Mahomes, he'll keep it stringing right side and puts his right shoulder into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A seventh rushing touchdown in the postseason for Mahomes. That's the most in Kansas City Chiefs history. And it puts the Chiefs up 20-10.
And he likes to deliver a blow at the goal line. Remember when he truck-sticked the safety for the Niners?
Yes, and that's when we got the explosion alien-sounding noise, and we didn't get one there.
Yeah, you're right.
I was hoping we'd get one there. I thought it was Mahomes rushing TDs. It wasn't, because there was no alien noise.
Well, there's
ridiculous. There's
another opportunity for it, right? Didn't Mahomes go again?
Yes, this is just the fifth time since 2019 when Patrick Mahomes dislocated his kneecap that the Kansas City Chiefs have called a designed run. When do they do it? Nut-cutting time. Here it is, first and goal at the 10. Pat Mahomes, we're calling your number.
First down play. Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the 5. Gets a lead block. He goes into the end zone near side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a 16-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
Outstanding stuff, dude. Mahomes with his legs. It's a cheat code, and it really gets unveiled once you get to postseason time.
Haven't been that many blows at the goal line since Eugene Robinson was with the Falcons.
Oh, good pull, my friend.
That is.
All right. Do we have more Pat Mahomes? Yes, we do. Not with his legs, though. This time with his arm to the Texas man himself, Xavier Worthy.
Mahomes looking left. Pass caught at the 5-yard line. Angling inside. Leaping forward. Xavier Worthy. Kansas City burning the defender on the near side, Cole Bishop, and the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass Mahomes to the rookie Xavier Worthy.
We knew that was going to be a big one. No Taylor Rapp in the ball game. One of the better safeties, especially for that Bills defense. And you have Mr. Bishop, the rookie, in there, deer in the headlights at Arrowhead with Mahomes and the speed of Worthy. He didn't stand a bleeping chance. There was no way he's going to stop Xavier Worthy from getting in the midst of those TDs.
All right, let's go to the swollen tongue guy, Merrill Reese. One of the best in the business.
Legend.
He's incredible. And Jalen Hurts also was pretty damn incredible in this game.
Hurts under center. Hurts sneaks, pushes. He's in. Touchdown.
I mean, he sounds like he got stung by a bee.
Look at that, man. What an efficient call right there.
Yeah, very efficient.
From Merrill.
Man,
dude.
A few words.
That's one of the best. One of the best. Merrill, what else you got for us?
Well, here's what we got for you. We got Jalen Hurts through the air to Mr. A.J. Brown. He put the book down, and he put the ball in his hands.
Pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley. 60 yards. On his opening touch.
60 yards on the first touch. That's unbelievable.
Saquon Barkley, not A.J. Brown, but still TDs galore nonetheless.
TDs galore, absolutely. Okay, should we just go to Washington because I don't want to hear more filthy?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jaden Daniels, and this is when I thought maybe, just maybe, the Commanders still had a chance.
Here's the snap. He's rolling out to the right. Cuts back against the grain. Gets to the 5, into the end zone.
Can you just imagine what that Commanders radio call would be like if they had won this game?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they would have self-combusted.
Yeah.
They really would have.
Their heads might have exploded.
Yeah. Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, you can sense the buildup, you know, and how disappointing they've been for so long. It's coming through over the airwaves.
Well, and they were granted great opportunities for amazing walk-off moments all year long. I mean, how many great
his call of that Hail Mary amazing. Against the Bears was just like looking, you know, I mean, he was just kind of
painting that picture.
Yeah.
London Fletcher bringing all the energy as well. Yep. He's homering it up. And as a Commanders listener, that's what you want. Yes, London, lose your mind right now. Woo! We are all losing our collective minds. Yeah. Here's Jaden Daniels to Scary Terry McLaurin.
Here's Daniels. He goes week four. Throws over the middle. Terry McLaurin caught it at the 30. Still on his feet at the 20. Cuts away from a defender. 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Washington! 17 with another legacy moment in the playoffs!
Listen, three things, three guarantees in life. Death, taxes, and Terry McLaurin winning on the slap round. And that's exactly what happened there.
It's a hell of a
call. There you go, London.
Hell of a job by London Fletcher there. And really, them along with the Lions, they probably get the vote for best radio
Cincinnati?
Booth. Cincy every year is one of our favorites.
Minnesota? Nobody's emotions go up and down more
Minnesota,
than Paul Allen.
When their team doesn't play well, yes, but
he's like, "What are you doing?"
I think every TA Tuesday, it was Washington and Detroit. They're really holding it down for us, and Gene, of course, with the Bucks. Yeah. Gene always lets us.
Remember that, like
down.
Paul, like throw the ball.
Yeah. No. Sam Darnold's getting sacked nine times.
The sad calls are really good in Minnesota. There's TD Tuesday.
Appreciate you, Wolchuk. Are you guys sensing some Cowboys fans out there that are actually starting to root for Philadelphia?
Yes.
To maximize the Cowboys' humiliation? I can't quite go there.
I can't either.
And I don't know if the Joneses care.
They don't. That's the big thing. That's the big thing that we have to understand. We thought they were going to care about the Commanders getting to the championship game and now forcing the Cowboys to have to wear it as being the longest tenured team to not get to the NFC championship game, but they don't seem to care at all. Yeah. They think it's all a fugazi and we're just making it up. It's a narrative and it's air quotes.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother them at all.
Everything's going great.
What I want is for the Eagles to become more valuable financially. And that is what would actually tick off the Joneses.
Well, you know, this is progressing, I think, at least in that department, you know, because the more Philadelphia wins. But I think for them, it might be Philadelphia's winning. So when we play them twice next year, if we have a winning record, this game is going to be even bigger. You know, it just that's improves the marketability of two of your 17 games.
Yeah. Well, and so I don't know if four with the Commanders.
Yeah.
They're probably excited about it.
That's right. Okay, we're live here at the Brass Tap in Rockwall. Come say hi. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Great place to get something to eat. I mean, I had one of the best shrimp baskets of my life shortly before the show. I know we've all enjoyed what we've gotten. And salute to Stella Artois for bringing us out here once again. So we'll be back, Wolchuk, with a little bit of a birthday roast, right?
Yeah, we're going to hand things over to Lucius Alexander back in the Pimp Cup. It is a Nosebleed Seat / G-Bag Nation Classic. If somebody's got a birthday, what are the stupid things you've said on the air? Eric, we're going to get you. It's the B-Day Roast next.